At last, there's a good use for that grilled cheese sandwich with the image of the Virgin Mary on it. You may remember, the Holy Sandwich was bought a couple of months ago on eBay for $28,000 by the online gambling site GoldenPalace.com. The company sent a representative, Steve Baker, to Fort Lauderdale to pick up the sandwich and bring it back to Venice, California, where it was the mascot for a recent grilled cheese eating contest. Our sports brothers Randy and Jason Sklar couldn't resist going to check out this convergence of religion and repugnance.
Clearly, this was no ordinary sandwich, and we spoke to Steve Baker to find out what it would take to actually get him on a plane to go down to Fort Lauderdale to purchase a sandwich.
I'm going to throw out some names, and you tell me whether or not you would have gone down if this visage was seen in a sandwich. All right. Nipsey Russell.
No.
Yitzhak Perlman.
Yeah.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yeah.
Gymnast Bart Connor.
No.
So you see, it's very important.
The guy had a good sense of himself and perspective.
Okay, so who participates in this competition?
Well, the competitors themselves, in our opinion, were the whole competition. They were amazing
characters. Each had their own style.
Each had their own following.
Each had their own t-shirts.
And each with their own method of training.
I used strategy. I made a few grilled cheese sandwiches, you know, a couple of days ago. And I just, like, looked at them, talked to them, just to try to find out what's the quickest way to eat them. You know what I'm saying?
What do you say to it? It's a grilled cheese sandwich sitting right in front of you. Do you taunt the crust? Or what do you go with psychologically?
I treat it like an interrogation session. I go, what's the quickest way to eat you? Damn it.
I love that he cursed at the end. That was Badlands Booker, 6'4", 400-pound man.
He was probably the biggest competitor in the competition.
But usually it's the skinnies who win, right? That Japanese guy in New York who eats all the hot dogs?
Kobayashi, yeah. And he actually wasn't at this competition, so there was a question as to who would emerge as a true favorite, but quickly we figured out that one person known as the Black Widow was the one to beat.
Aside from you, who's the person to beat?
Sonya Thomas.
Why? Why is she so good?
I have yet to answer that question. If I'd known that, I'd be in the number one spot with her right now.
Does it hurt you that you're lactose intolerant?
I'm not.
Good. All right, well, here's the question. What are you intolerant of if it's not lactose?
Sonya.
Sonya. Got it. And racism. We all got to be intolerant of racism. E-racism.
That was Hungry Charles Harding, and then the last guy who was speaking was Cookie Jarvis. Two mountains of men, really. And regular IFOCE competitors.
But not skinny.
No.
Not like the widow.
Not like the Black Widow.
Sonya Thomas, only 99 pounds soaking wet.
Don't ask us how we know, but yeah, that's true. And she actually told us it's not about body size, it's about how you can expand your stomach. And her attitude in the competition, God, when she's up on stage, you see her, she is a killer.
But off stage, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I know you are the Black Widow. Are you mourning the death of a husband, or is there someone special in your life?
I don't know.
99-pound killer. Okay, so tell us about the actual competition. What was it like?
10 minutes of an eating frenzy, the likes of which had never been seen.
In front of a pretty savvy food competition crowd.
Yeah, this was Venice Beach. It was actually right by the gym at Muscle Beach, which I thought was a little bit, that was kind of interesting, strategic placement, perhaps taunting those who work out. Well, let's take a listen to the competition.
3, 2, 1, go!
Black Widow is gobbling up everything in sight. Hand over fist, right, left, right, left, swig. Right, left, right, left, swig. Oh, we've got our first gag. We've got our first gag. We've got our first throw up in the mouth.
Witness that!
Oh, my God. Disgusting.
It was a little disgusting, but it was somehow distinctly American.
Yeah.
Okay, the Black Widow, how did she do? We all want to know.
She won. She won, as predicted, and she ate 25 grilled cheese sandwiches in 10 minutes, as predicted, which didn't surprise us because this is the same woman who ate 11 pounds of cheesecake.
That's more than 10% of her body weight.
Exactly. And we asked her afterwards where she was going to go right after the competition, after the big victory, and here's what she had to say.
I'm going to go to eat some maybe chicken teriyaki or something different kind of food.
Randy, Jason, is this a sport?
I say yes. If we're going to consider Scrabble a sport, which it appears on ESPN, then yes.
Yeah, and the participants think of themselves as athletes. At least Don Moses Lerman does.
You guys are like jockeys, except none of you would be allowed to ride horses.
Yeah. Right. Well, maybe we would eat the horse, but...
And maybe that is the next competition, eating thoroughbred horses that maybe don't make it, or that are in the shape of Don Rumsfeld. What would you do with an hour, a cleaver, and Smarty Jones?
I don't know.
We'll never know, will we?
An eternal question. Our sports brothers Randy and Jason Sklar host the show Cheap Seats on ESPN Classic. To see pictures of the contest, check out our website, npr.org.